Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Welcome. It is the Ben Ferguson podcast, and it's really nice to be with you as I am in Budapest in Hungary, heading over to Ukraine. This is a podcast that will be a little bit shorter because obviously I'm in Ukraine. I'm actually a day earlier or a day later, I guess, than my producer in the U.S., so the time difference is pretty crazy. I do want to talk to you real quick about what's going on at our border with Title 42 that is about to be done. And the reason why this is such an important issue with the expiration, the expiring of Title 42, is the fact that as I'm here in Hungary, going to the border, we got a briefing about going to Ukraine, and there's a humanitarian crisis in Ukraine. I think we all know that. Ukraine has well over 1 million people that have left Ukraine to come into Hungary. But even with that being said, they have a very clear, secure border and processing of the 1 million-plus migrants that are coming across the border, fleeing. These are refugees fleeing a war-torn country. And it is incredible in stark contrast to what we are dealing with in America. They have declared a state of emergency in El Paso. And actually, I sat down with Senator Ted Cruz to talk about this for Verdict, and I'm going to play part of that for you, the podcast I do with him about the border. But they are now declaring in El Paso, a liberal city, a state of emergency. You have Kamala Harris, who said it was inhumane and wrong to send troops to the border in 2018. Now they're sending National Guardsmen to the troop, not to arrest people, not to send them back to their country when they're coming to this country illegally, but to assist with the onslaught of illegal immigrants that are flooding the border. Many of them aren't waiting. They can't wait. They're dying to get across the border. They're obsessed with getting across the border. And that's part of the problem here, is just how much they are obsessed with this idea of coming across the border. They want to be here. They want to come across the border at all costs. They are obsessed with coming across this border. They are not going to wait for this to end. I want to make that clear. They're not going to wait for this to stop, okay? It's not going to happen. They are going to continue this onslaught. And this has all been created. Okay. I want to be clear about this. All of this has happened. All of this has been created because of the policies of the Democratic Party. They wanted this to happen. They've been obsessed with this happening. They've wanted this to happen since the very beginning. They wanted to make sure that this happened, that the maximum number of illegal immigrants could come across. And when they came across, then there would be success, right? This would be game on. We're happy. We did this. And we got to flood this country with illegal immigrants. They accomplished that. They are continuing to accomplish this. And the fact that El Paso is declaring a state of emergency and they're sending down, again, and it does make me laugh. They are sending down these illegal, are these National Guardsmen to the border, something they say was inhumane in 2018 because they know how bad it's going to get. We also recently have seen what's happening with young children. DNA of hundreds of men was found on one young girl that was in sex slavery. This is happening at our border. Hundreds of different DNAs on one child. The Biden administration knows that this is happening. They're not stopping the fentanyl, and they're not stopping the human trafficking. They're not stopping the sex trafficking. They're not stopping the abuse of children. They want to remake this country. They want to turn this country into a communist country. They need to bring in as many illegal immigrants as they can to fundamentally change this country. That is their objective. That is their goal. That is what they want to accomplish. And it is incredibly sad. It is incredibly depressing that this has happened. I'm also want to be clear. I'm not surprised by this, that they've done this for so long. I'm not surprised at just how evil they have become. But what I can tell you is you can have a secure border. We are witnessing it in Ukraine as I am watching this border with Hungary and Ukraine. And I'm going to have a lot more from Ukraine tomorrow. But it is obvious that we and the Democratic Party, I guess the better way of saying it, the Democratic Party, it is very clear now that the Democratic Party, they know what they're doing. The Democratic Party understands what they're doing. The Democratic Party has clearly decided that they want to continue to have a wide open border, and they are not going to stop. They are not going to stop until they get what they want. And that is the saddest part of all. I want you to hear part of my conversation, by the way, that I had with Senator Ted Cruz about the ending of Title 42, what this means for the border and this policy of the Democratic Party to continue this onslaught of illegal immigrants coming into America. Take a listen to this, and then I'll be back with you. Don't forget, make sure you check in with us tomorrow as I'll be coming to you from Ukraine. That is something that I'm excited to see. What it looks like in Ukraine, what's happening in Ukraine, and report back to you on that as well.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Center, it's amazing technology. This may be the farthest you and I have ever been away from each other while doing a podcast. I'm in Hungary. You're in the United States of America. And the biggest news of the day is you've got an official opponent that is running against you, which brings me to the obvious question. If there's an official opponent, it's official that are you running for re-election in Texas?
Hell yes. I'm running for re-election for Senate in Texas. It's going to be a real fight. And I got to say, I think it is great that right after I get a Democrat opponent, you and I have the opportunity to do this podcast, not just across the country, but across continents, like the Atlantic Ocean. You're on the other side. That's pretty wild.
Let's talk about this re-election and how important this re-election is. There are a lot of people that are going to ask the question, yep. Senator, why are you running for re-election? And one of the issues that I think is just blaring in our face right now is the wide open border and what is about to happen at our border with Title 42 and how it's going to hurt Texas. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, sure. So Title 42, the authority to deport healthy adults, is going to expire next week. And we are going to see a massive, massive surge in illegal immigration. And the thing to understand, what has happened under Joe Biden in the last 2.5 years? We went from Biden came into office and he inherited the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. He inherited success. This problem was solved more than it has been in decades, in almost 50 years. And within days, Biden created a crisis. He did three decisions in the first week. He halted construction of the border wall, he reinstated catch and release, and he pulled out of the incredibly successful Remain in Mexico agreement. The consequence of those three decisions, he created the worst rate of illegal immigration in the history of our nation. Initially, for the first year, it was the worst rate in 60 years. Now, today, we have never had illegal immigration recorded at the rates we have right now. Over 6 million people have crossed illegally since Biden has become president. And the amazing thing is, so as we've talked about in this podcast, when Alejandro Mayorkas testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he said, you know, I care. I really care. I care about the migrants dying. I care about the women being sexually assaulted. I care about the children being brutally assaulted. I care about the drug overdoses. I care. And you'll recall my answer, which is, no, you don't. You do not care. And how do we know this? Because if you cared, you would behave differently. If you cared, you would stop making the decisions that are causing people to die, that are causing people to be brutally assaulted, that are causing the Mexican drug cartels to make tens of billions of dollars. But not only does Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and Alejandro Mayorkas and practically every Democrat in the U.S. Congress, not only do they not care because they won't change the decisions, they're doubling down to make it worse. And you need to understand, by ending Title 42 next week, their objective is to turn 6 million illegal immigrants into 10, into 12 million, into 15 million. They want the number to explode. And Mayorkas's job, as he views it, it's not to stop illegal immigration. He's not trying to stop it. It is to make it more efficient. It is to make it faster. It is to process them more quickly. In other words, he wants to be the FedEx of transporting human trafficking subjects to every place in America. And I got to say, that is twisted, is perverse, and Texas is seeing the very real consequences, as is every other community in America.
You know, it's interesting. Being over here in Hungary, Senator, I'm going to be heading to Ukraine tomorrow.
and they had a briefing beforehand. They were talking about the protocol at the border. More than a million people have fled Ukraine into Hungary, but they still have an orderly process. It's not a wide open border. And when you see how secure they're keeping things, even with a humanitarian crisis, and you look at what this administration has done in the United States of America, it really is a striking contrast between the two. The policy that you just mentioned, I mean, even the Biden White House this week, they claim that illegal immigration is down by more than 90%. And then immediately they contradict that by saying, well, we need a bunch of active duty military troops to go and assist at the border.
Look, it's a flat out lie. And let me underscore something. So I did a press conference with a number of senators in D.C. this week where we talked about Title 42 expiring. And one of the reporters, in kind of a snarky tone, said, well, I thought you guys liked sending troops to the border. Why are you saying it's not a good thing? And I answered it, and the answer is worth reflecting on. So Joe Biden has announced he's sending 1,500 troops to the border. Look, that can be a useful thing. If you're actually enforcing the border and following federal law, having additional manpower, boots on the ground, is a very important part of securing the border. Whether that is more Border Patrol agents, and I have repeatedly introduced legislation to triple the number of Border Patrol agents, or whether that is having active duty military on the border, or whether that is having Texas DPS officers on the border, or whether that is having National Guard on the border. All of those are good and positive steps if you're following the law. Now, here's why it makes zero difference under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Because they are implementing catch and release, which means they're not deporting the people they catch. So the 1,500 soldiers who are down there, who are honorable men and women who are serving their country, who I'm willing to bet are pissed that they're being used as political props. If they're down there, let's say they apprehend someone, the soldiers don't have the authority to deport anyone. So what they do if they apprehend someone is they hand them over to the Biden administration. And what does the Biden administration do? Lets them go. It actually, even worse than lets them go. Asks, where in America you want to go? You want to go to Philadelphia? Okay, we'll put you on a bus or a plane to Philadelphia. You want to go to Miami? You're headed to Miami. You want to go to Phoenix? You're headed to Phoenix. The Biden administration is the last mile of the human trafficking network, which means it doesn't matter whether there are 1,500 troops on the border or 5,000 troops or 10,000 or 50,000 troops. They could have troops stationed every 100 yards. It would not make a difference because when they stop someone, they would hand them over to the Biden administration and they'd let them go. And as long as that is the case, the only reason that Joe Biden is sending soldiers to the southern border is for the photo op to say, see, look what I'm doing. But they know full well the objective is next week. They want more illegal aliens than we had last week. And the week after that, they want more than we have next week.
Senator, I want to play for you, and it's not surprising. CNN, when there's a camera and they have to show you what's really happening at the border, they can't lie to you anymore about just how bad this crisis is. And I want you to hear what they even reported in El Paso yesterday. But before we get to that, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. You can get free gold just by learning about gold IRAs from Augusta Precious Metals. It's important that you know what's going on in this crazy economy, and your hard-earned savings need protecting from the devalued dollar. Protecting from the devalued dollar, especially if you're close to retirement. Augusta Precious Metals will give you information on how to protect your savings and open a gold IRA. So if you've saved at least $100,000 for retirement, call and ask about their ultimate guide to gold IRAs. I trust Augusta Precious Metals, and you can too. They will make sure that you understand what is best for you and your portfolio. There's a reason Money Magazine says they are the best gold IRA company. Get free gold, free information, and retirement protection now by calling 877-4-GOLD-IRA. That's 877, the number 4, GOLD-IRA. Or AugustaPreciousMetals.com.
Senator, you know how bad the crisis is. If you go to the border, you've been there many times as a senator from Texas. I've been there several times. There's no doubt the humanitarian crisis that is happening. CNN is now forced to tell the truth that they went to El Paso, and this is what their reporter said. This is not new, by the way, but they're finally admitting it is a major problem.
Difficult to describe, Jim, with words, so I want to walk so you can walk with me and just see the magnitude of the number of individuals who are around this church here just streets from downtown El Paso. A lot of these individuals you'll see are males, adult males. A lot of the women with children are actually in shelters, in a network of shelters throughout El Paso. As you mentioned, the city of El Paso under a state of emergency. They declared a disaster because of the influx, because they know that once Title 42 lifts, that there is going to be a greater influx of migrants. But here's the thing, so process this with me. Title 42 allows immigration agents to swiftly return migrants back to Mexico. So the obvious question as you look around is then why are there so many migrants if the federal government is actually implementing this Title 42? Then why are there so many migrants out here? Well, here's what we know. From talking to migrants and community leaders and officials on both sides of the border, I can tell you that thousands of migrants, nearly 40,000, are in at least four northern Mexican cities, and frustration is boiling over. A lot of them are deciding to cross the border. That's why you see so many out here. Some of them are turning themselves in to border authorities, Jim. Others are deciding to cross the border illegally because they've lost patience.
I mean, Senator, not only is CNN falling over themselves to not refer to them as illegal immigrants, but they're showing you what's been happening now for a long time and admitting this is a state of emergency. And yet this administration refuses to deal with it because they created this and wanted this to happen.
They want it to happen and they want it to get worse. Look, there's a reason why Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't want to go to our southern border. Because you can't actually see what's happening there and defend it. It's gotten so bad. Listen, CNN is a leftist propagandist network. But if you listen to them, that little clip there sounded like Fox News. And the reason is they actually had the TV cameras going. And you can see the misery, the disaster that is unfolding. Where is AOC? I assume she still owns her white pantsuit that she went and posed outside of a migrant cage crying for the suffering. She apparently doesn't care about the 6.5 million people who've crossed illegally since Biden's become president. Now it's not a crisis. Now it's not a priority. The Democrats are utterly hypocritical on this front. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, why do they do this? And I got to say, Ben, the only explanation I can come up with is they look at 6 million illegal immigrants and they think, okay, those people are eventually going to be Democrat voters. And so they see a political advantage from changing the electorate of America to ensure Democrat power forever. Okay, that's cynical. But what's amazing is they're willing to look the other way at illegal immigrants dying day after day after day. I asked Mayorkas how many migrants died crossing illegally in the country last year. He said, I don't know. I have no idea. Of course he doesn't, because he doesn't care. The number was 853, but he doesn't care. I asked him how many women were sexually assaulted, how many children were physically or sexually assaulted. He said, I don't know. He doesn't care. Last year, we had 100,000 people die of drug overdoses, the majority of which was from Chinese fentanyl coming across the border. He says, oh, I care deeply about that. But not only is he not doing anything to stop it, he's putting in place policies that will make it worse. That's the state of politics right now on our border. And if you see it, it is horrific. It's not humane. It's not compassionate. It is a disaster.
I want to ask you something else, Senator, and you go back to 2018. Kamala Harris called deploying troops to the border, quote, inappropriate, political, and a demonstration for the TV cameras. her administration with the president is now saying we do need to send people to the border in uniform. Why is no one bringing this up in the mainstream media?
Because the mainstream media are not journalists anymore. And by the way, I never use the word mainstream. They are not mainstream. They are Marxists. They are propagandists. They are Pravda. And look, we've talked about this. Donald Trump broke the media. They hate him so much. It used to be, you know, back 6-7 years ago, these left-wing networks, whether CNN or even MSNBC, much less ABC, CBS, NBC, viewed their jobs. They would tell you we're not biased. They would describe their job. We report both sides. We report the facts. We let you decide. We don't editorialize. They would espouse principles of journalism. Now, they were terrible at following them, but they actually held them out as this is what we're trying to do. None of them do that anymore. They don't view their mission as reporting both sides. They view their mission as we are advocates to preach our political ideology, to flood the zone. That's what Howell Raines, the former managing editor of the New York Times, referred to it as. They view their jobs, they're not just Democrats, they're the left wing of the Democrat Party. So on illegal immigration, they want this crisis to happen. And critically, they want nobody to know about it. I mean, look, the maddening thing is, if you listen to Verdict, you watch Fox News or Newsmax, you know about the crisis. But if you're a typical American voter, if you're not paying much attention to politics, if you're watching one of the corporate media outlets, you don't know that this is happening because they can't defend it on the merits, so their only defense is ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist.
No doubt about it. I want to ask you one other thing about Mayorkas real quick. And after this Title 42 expires, is it going to be easier to impeach him if Republicans decide to move that way in the House, should they move towards that? But before we get to that, I want to tell you about our good friends at Got Some Precious Metals. How would you like to get your hands on a free pure gold coin? You can, just learning about how a gold IRA can protect you. That's right. My friends at Augusta Precious Metals want to sit down with you, want to talk to you about how a gold IRA can help you protect your hard-earned dollars, protect your assets, protect your wealth. If you've been stressing out over the economy, inflation, the bank failures, this is the time that you should sit down and talk about what gold and silver can do for you. They help you set up that gold IRA to protect your retirement savings because you know that it is very hard to make up losses, especially at the end when you're in retirement. And get this, if you have $100,000 plus save for retirement, Augusta will actually pay you in pure gold to learn how a gold IRA can protect you. That's a big deal, a pure gold coin for free. Reach out to Augusta Precious Metals today and get started with gold. Don't let the bank failures get you down. Get this free gold and get some peace of mind. 877-4-GOLD-IRA to learn how to protect your retirement and get your free gold coin. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Call them 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Senator, you and I have talked about this a lot on this show, and that is about just the total abuse of power by Mayorkas, not doing his job, what his job is supposed to be. After Title 42 expires, will that give Republicans even more leverage to hold him accountable for what is happening and unfolding, as CNN put it, a total state of emergency humanitarian crisis?
Well, sure. The worse the disaster gets, the stronger the case is for impeaching Mayorkas. I would impeach Mayorkas today. And listen, one of the challenges is that we just have a 4-vote majority in the House, so they've got to make sure they don't have 5 wobbly Republicans. And it's not clear whether that's the case or not. I think that's one of the things that is slowing it up. I believe they should impeach him today. And the worse it gets, the stronger the case gets.
Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media.
while the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto-download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.